USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with the murder of George Floyd pleaded guilty on Monday as his trial was just about ready to start. J. Alexander Kung pleaded guilty to one count of aiding and abetting manslaughter in state court. A canvasser knocking on doors in support of Florida Republicans was brutally beaten by four people in Hialeah, Florida. Senator Marco Rubio added that the man suffered internal bleeding and a broken jaw, and the canvasser will need facial reconstructive surgery. Officials at the Hialeah Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division have confirmed an investigation is underway. A Delaware man, Hunter Seyfried, and his father were among the first people in the U.S. Capitol during January 6th and was part of a group that verbally confronted police officers. Hunter was sentenced to 2 years in prison Monday. His father, Kevin Seyfried, will be sentenced in January of 2023. With an uptick in RSV in American children, virtually all children will get RSV infection by the time they are 2 years old. Most of the time, RSV will cause a mild cold-like illness, but it can also cause severe illness. Dr. Nishiwat on Fox News.
What we're seeing is RSV. This is a virus. It stands for respiratory syncytial virus. And it's a virus that can affect anyone, but it can be dangerous in those under the age of one. It can cause inflammation in their lungs. It can cause infection in their lungs, like pneumonia.
Actor Leslie Jordan has died at the age of 67 years old. The Will and Grace star crashed his BMW into the side of a building in Los Angeles, California on Monday. It's believed Jordan suffered a medical emergency while behind the wheel. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1 pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
42-year-old Rishi Sunak will become the next United Kingdom Prime Minister. He won the Tory leadership contest Monday. In his first speech, Mr. Sunak said he'll be bringing his party and the United Kingdom together and that it will be his utmost priority. What's being described as a young teenager with mental illness, the young man went to his former high school and did the unthinkable in St. Louis Monday. Tony Maruso has more.
Police in St. Louis have identified the suspect, they say, opened fire at the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School Monday morning. Police say 19-year-old Orlando Harris shot and killed a teacher and a student and injured at least six others before he exchanged gunfire with police and was killed. Police say Harris graduated from the school last year and had no prior criminal record. St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack told reporters this afternoon that Harris came to the school heavily armed.
This could have been much worse. The individual had almost a dozen 30-round, high-capacity magazines on him. So that's a whole lot of victims there.
Chief Sack told reporters Monday that policing in the city is a challenge because guns are easy to get in the state.
Gun laws in Missouri are very broad, allow people to have weapons. They can carry them openly down any street. And there's really nothing that we can do.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.